All right, time's up. Laura, can you take down the screen? Great. Thank you so much. Okay, sharing on steps 8 and 9 tonight is Jen A, zooming in from Colorado. Jen, it's all yours. Take it away.
Thanks, Sue, and thanks to Houston for putting on this awesome workshop on Friday night. I always look forward to coming home to it. So let me change my screen view so I'll look at myself. There we go. All right. My name is Jen A. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Littleton, Colorado, and I'm just going to share my screen briefly just to give you an idea of what it was like, what happened when I came into these rooms and what it's like now. So that's me on the left, 220 pounds. You know, I spent most of my life compulsively overeating and overweight. I'd like to say that I came in as that weight in the rooms and that I have this great weight loss success, but I'm not. I'm the girl on the right when I came in, severely anorexic and underweight. The thinnest girl in the room is not always the most recovered. That's the lesson that we learn, right? And as you can see, this girl, she's pretty gaunt. Her face looks like it's sunken in. Her nose looks like Gonzo. Yes, that's me. And her eyes are deep down and dark. And, you know, this inventory process that we're talking in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 takes those dark eyes. And what it does is it restores the light. And that's the beauty today is the girl in the middle and the girl that you see on the screen. And it is by God's grace and mercy today that I can stand before anybody or sit on the Zoom meeting and say that I'm recovered one day at a time, contingent on my spiritual maintenance and development. And I have my little spiritual sticky here tonight because this is spiritual, right? We're talking about that. So I have to remind myself, spiritual. and this is a spiritual process, and 8 and 9 is great. So I too, I like the big book, and I cannot lie. It's right here in front of me. It's where I did all the steps. And I'm grateful that I did them out of the big book, because when I first started with the first sponsor, I just flew by the seat of my pants and I did assignments. Assignments didn't get me well. But doing these steps as they're laid out in perfect and precise order in the big book to the best of my human ability, it's gotten me freedom. It's freedom from the obsession to eat, compulsively exercise, you know, stick myself with needles, drink silly little potions, pop pills out of bottles, hundreds of pills. I can't even tell you how many. They're probably like rotting down in there somewhere if they haven't disintegrated already. But the reality is that on steps 8 and 9, it's really short right there. It says, oh, now you've entered 8 and 9. Congratulations. These are the two made steps. There's 4 made steps where I have to take action. And these are 2 of them. I made a list of all persons I had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. That's what my big book says right in front of me, right? And so what does that mean? I made a list of persons I had harmed. You know, harm is something that I did to somebody, and making a list requires action. So I made this list based on my 4-step inventory that I took with my sponsor, the people, the institutions that I had done. And let's not forget, my sponsor was really great and said, and then there's harms that you would have done, Jennifer, that aren't associated with any type of resentment that you had. You know, it's an accident. Maybe you ignored someone. What was the dishonesty that you did? You know, it's the physical and emotional and spiritual damage that I did to other people. I have some words that I like to write down about harm. It's hate, it's disliking, it's hurtful to another human being. Because I got to know the word harm. I have a lot of sponsees, and when I was going through the work too, it was like, oh, I owe this person amends because I did X, Y, and Z. I go, how did you harm them? Like, sometimes we think we harm them, but it's in our head, and we go to make amends to them, and that's where it gets a little bit tricky, and we'll talk about that. Harm is wrong, it's criminal, it's betrayal, and sometimes I diminish others. I diminish them directly or indirectly. You know, that's what I've learned in this program. I lessen their reputation or their authority. I put them down. And I did that to people. And, you know, it's not just men that I did it to, it's women, it's my children, it can be anyone. And it's institutions too. Don't forget the companies that you've wronged, that you've harmed, the people you've stolen from, the grocery stores as compulsive overeaters, right? Didn't we always rip off the grocery stores? I love the bins, right? In the first aisle by the bread, you got to go cruise by the donuts, stock your cart up, and then hit the bins, take a few scoops. I even like pack my purse, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I did. And then it says, I make a list of all the persons I had harmed. Okay, so I go and I make this list, and now I'm becoming willing. Let's go back to what willingness is. Remember, in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, right here on page 76, it says, remember, you, Jennifer, agreed at the beginning that you would go to any lengths for victory over alcohol or your compulsive overeating. Yes, I did. And then it says, I have to remind myself that I've decided to go to any lengths to find the spiritual experience on 79. So now we're talking back to the spiritual sticky again, right? Like, this is what I have to remember. If I want to have a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, I got to do this work. Is it odd or is it God that I'm talking on this step today? And I had a sponsee call me this morning and tell me, she's like, been abstinent for a year. She just celebrated a year, and I'm not telling you anything I can't. She said to me, you know what? I wasn't honest with you. I never finished my amends. I never was fully ready to right the wrongs that I did or pay back the people I owed. I'm going back to step one and I'm doing it over again. You know, that's what it takes. It takes 100% willingness. And what does willingness mean? It says, I'm going to be deliberate about doing this work. I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to be prepared with all of my heart and all of my mind and all of my soul. That's what it says. It talks about willingness in the big book 17 times. We talk about willingness, willingness, willingness. And yes, is willingness overrated? It is if you don't take action. And how do I know that? Because guess what? In Bill's story, it talks about this one thing. Talks about a boomerang. Do you guys remember where he cuts out of the headboard and he's going to create this boomerang? Because Bill always had to be top dog, better than everybody. And what does a boomerang do? You throw it out, and what does it do? It comes back. And he talks about it in the big book. It's going to shred you all to ribbons, like to pieces. And how I look at that is it's karma. And all of that, those things that I did to people out there in 8 and 9 that I've now got to clean up, are going to come back to me if I don't take care of them. And you know what I'm here to tell you today? After 4 years of recovery and doing the steps every year for 4 years, I will tell you that karma has come to get me within the last year. And what I threw out there and what I didn't take care of and what I didn't make amends over came back to get me. And guess what happened? I got served the same shit that I dealt out to somebody else. And I didn't realize that I hadn't gone back and made an amends to somebody 4 years ago. It wasn't that I was quote unquote unwilling. It was because it wasn't a safe time. And so therefore, this year, I went back and made amends to that person. It was the most beautiful amends that I ever made. I will say that. The person couldn't believe that after 5 years, I finally contacted the person and said, oh, and by the way, can I talk to you? Like, I want to admit the harm that I've done to you face to face and let you know that it was wrong of me. And that person met with me over the pandemic, and we sat in a sub shop on a freezing cold Colorado day. I didn't leave there for an hour and a half. And when I did, that person hugged me 4 times outside of my car. And
hey, Jen, you're halfway there.
Thanks, and couldn't believe the transformation. So that's why we do this work. And I'm kind of mixing up 8 and 9 a little, so just bear with me as I run through it. This willingness is backed by action. And it says on page 76 in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, if we haven't the will to do this, we ask what? Ask until it comes. God's made me aware. I've got to seek him out. I've got to surrender his will to my life. And I've got to carry out it with what? With his knowledge. You see, I've entered the world of the spirit, you know, rocketed into the fourth dimension. If you're truly in the fourth dimension of existence, what are you going to do? You're going to take action, and you're going to pray like hell until you're ready to take action. And it took me how many years? It took me 5 years. And I paid the price dearly. In a 3-year relationship. And I'm not, you know, it's not small potatoes, but man, did it hurt. It really, really hurt to see that I was the reason and that what I was getting was just what I deserved. But when I was willing to clean up my side of the street, which is what we come up with saying, it doesn't say that here. It just says, we're going to sweep away the debris, which is accumulated out of our effort to live on self-will. Well, my self-will got me into a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff hurt me, hurt others. And so that's how I get right today with God, is through this. And I get right with others in 8 and 9. So then let's look at 9, right? Step 9 says right here in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, may direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Justice, I'm repairing the damage. I'm making direct amends. So starting out on page 76 of the big book and going from page 76 all the way to 83, there are over 60 guidelines that it suggests that we do. 60. Can you find all 60? I tell my sponsees, okay, go for it. You have from now until the end of the week to find all 60. Good luck, Chuck. It's a process. But it says I need to be a willing. I'm not going to, you know, don't be a spiritual fanatic. I'm going to demonstrate goodwill. I'm going to be considerate and sensitive. I'm going to make amends to people I dislike, friendly, compassionate, confessing my faults, never be shy on the matter. It also tells me never discuss their faults, never give them advice, pay back the money you owe, work with your creditors, face your crimes. I'm just going to share with you guys, I think this is like one of the hardest things for me, is that I did somebody wrong and did somebody dirty way before I came in these rooms. I falsified a police report, and it wasn't something that I'm proud of. I still am not proud of it today, but if it serves to be helpful to somebody else, I always speak about it. And that was, you know, I falsified a police report to try and put my marriage back together, got a restraining order against somebody. And the reality was, is that person had a criminal record, and I knew they had a criminal record, and I knew they would be arrested. Little did I know what else would happen to that person. And several months went by, and I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. I knew I had done wrong. And you know, cleaning up my side of the street means going back and taking accountability for the wrongs that I've done. And one of those things is going back to the district attorney's office and turning yourself in. And having your girlfriend walk in with you, and she says, oh, don't worry, we'll turn around and walk right back out. We live in suburbia. You're a suburban mom. It's all going to be okay. We'll be back in your minivan in no time. You know what? She took my coach purse. They handcuffed me, and I spent 2 days in jail because I had to admit that I had done wrong and caused harm in somebody's life. That's what happens as a result of doing these steps. We go in, we set right our mistakes, we pay time, or we pay dues for what we owe. And that was a pretty big one for me. And I have people call me all the time, and they say, you know, my sponsor told me to call you, you know, tell me what you've done. And I always tell my sponsees, there isn't anything I haven't done. I probably did something worse than you did. And I always tell them, you know, I have done things that are terrible. The girl that you say, sit here today, I'm not Betty Crocker. I'm not Miss America. I'm just like you all. I did harm, and I caused harm to people. And so I'm so glad that this book gives me guidelines. I make direct amends to such people wherever possible. I go in person and I do so. I can't reiterate enough how I talk to my sponsees and how my sponsor talked to me. I don't do it in an email. I don't do it in a text message. I don't do it in a letter in case it's going to cause harm, which is my other, you know, other one that I had to do. I made direct amends to my ex-husband's new wife. And she was so taken back. And she said to me as she walked out the door after our men's luncheon, we did a luncheon, girls do that. And she said, wow, you have such courage and you're such a courageous human being. And I'm sitting here shaking to death in my seat right now, telling you guys all of this, because I just rekindling it just makes my heart super sad, you know, that I treated people so poorly, because I don't do that today. Not this girl. I don't want to be that girl today. You know, I want to be a daughter of the King, a princess of the King more than anything. And I want to do right by my God, because my God has saved me from my compulsive overeating. And what I will say today is that, you know, I went to make amends to my ex-husband, and his new wife said, no, you won't. She thought I was going to steal him back, because, you know, how you go into a relationship is how you go out, cheating, denying people. And so I wrote a letter, and I had to submit that to the two of them. So direct amends is so, so pertinent. And even during the pandemic, I had sponsees making Zoom face-to-face calls with people. I'm like, nope, we do not. We go out there and we do it face-to-face. And that's when I talk about, you know, except for when it would injure others. It would have injured my ex-husband. It would have injured her greatly if I would have made that amends face-to-face. And I did go to her first and get her, you know, okay to hand a letter to the, and I wrote the letter to the two of them when I wrote the amends out. So, you know, step nine for me and for most of us is a deflation of ego. It's a humbling experience. You know, it takes a lot of humility to tell your dirty secrets, not only to your sponsor, but then to go forth to the other person and say, yeah, I did you wrong. I did you dirty. It wasn't right. And the other thing is that, you know, it talks about in here that we pray about it. On page 79, it says, we pray for strength and direction. In the big book, it says to do the right thing, no matter what, no matter what. Like the fact that I'm sitting here shaking right now, talking to you guys, and this is some of these amends I've done 4 years ago. That's the reality of it. Like it is tough. It is hard. It is grueling, but it has to be done. And don't tell me that you're going to make a living amends, because living amends, I don't see it written anywhere in black and white, nowhere on these pages. That's not what a living amends is. A living amends is me. It's the spiritual awakening. It's the spiritual that's going on in my life. I wake up every day and I live according to spiritual principles to the best of my God-given ability as a human being. That's what I do. And that's what's hard, right? I go to work today and my boss says, how are you doing? I said, can I be really honest? I didn't want to come to work today for the first time in 7 years. She looks at me and said, I didn't either, Jen Jen. And I said, oh, good. I can identify in. And, you know, then we smiled and the rest of the day got a little bit better, but we kept feeling like our hair was frazzled. And I swear to God, I had to comb my hair when I got home today. Because if you guys would have seen how I came home, it was like, you know, electricity. It was just one of those weeks. It's been one of those months, honest to God. And I just want to share the last part because it'll be helpful. I have a way in which I do my 9-step amends, and I'm just going to share this screen and I'll share it with you guys if I can in the chat. But basically, it's a way that you can do your amends. We go in with prayer. This is what a structure of our amends can look like. A structure means that I make a specific statement. I acknowledge what was wrong. I assume responsibility. I admit regret. I commit to not repeating it again. I explain how I can make things right. I ask if there's anything that they can do, if I can do, or if they would like to share their side. And then I repeat back what I heard them say. And I have prayers that bookend both ends of this. And I think it's really important. So I'll put my name and number and email in the chat. And if you're interested in the format, you can. It's straight out of the big book. And I just truly believe it's what saves my bacon every single time, because I need to have a way in which I go out and I pray, I write it on paper, I practice it, I pray again, and then I proceed. And that's how I just keep doing this. So with that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Jen. We look forward to seeing that in the chat. Thank you. And Jen has also provided us with some writing prompts that Laura will present on the screen, and we'll take another 5-minute reflection break. So step 8, define the word harm. Is there an amends I am unwilling to make, and why? And then use the previous steps to uncover the fear associated with it and ask God in 6 and 7 to remove it. And for step 9, prayer, paper, practice, pray, proceed. Have I done the necessary steps above to ensure the amends I am making will not cause further harm? Am I delaying or omitting any amends, and why? We'll see you in 5.